Thank you for calling Sandwich Train. How may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to order a sandwich. Do you have anything that's dairy-free, gluten-free, without nuts?
No. You might want to try a salad. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Oh.
Thank you for calling Sandwich Train. How may I help you?
Yeah, so you make sandwiches, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and do you spread the mayo on it?
We can.
How do you do that?
We take a knife, ma'am.
Yeah,
ma'am.
Yeah, tell me more.
Okay, bye. Thank you for calling Sandwich Train. How may I help you?
Yes, I'd like one extra large with pineapple, ham, light cheese, extra sauce, stuffed crust.
What kind of bread, sir?
Stuffed crust.
Sir, we don't have stuffed crust. This is a sandwich shop.
Well, pizza is a sandwich.
We don't serve pizza at a sandwich shop, sir. Sandwich shops, sir. Sir, we don't serve pizza at the shop. This is a sandwich shop.
Can I add bacon?
You can have bacon on your sandwich.
Oh, pizza is a sandwich.
You call Pizza Hut. Okay, goodbye. Oh my God, I can't take this much more. This is the sandwich shop. What do you want?
I just want to order a sandwich.
You're not getting a sandwich. Fuck all of y'all. I'm quit.
I wonder what would go on the perfect sandwich. Welcome to Free Rotation, everybody. We're going to talk about some sandwiches. I got some hosts out here with me. My co-host has a first name. It's B-E-C-K-Y.
Shut the wiener. Fuck up.
She's a wiener.
We have the Sultan of Salami, Moreland.
Hi. I don't know why I'm Sultan
Salami. We have the hottie with the ciabatta, our producer, Angie.
Hey, that was pretty good. Isn't it ciabatta?
Yeah, I know. It's really hard to rhyme it, okay? And we have the only man at the table who likes Miracle Whip, to which we all say nay, nay, Jake.
I was close. Close. I typed in Mayor of Miracle Whip.
All right.
So I knew it had something to do with the best ingredient on a sandwich ever.
We'll get
only
into that.
Only if you don't put a gallon on the sandwich.
How else do you eat Miracle Whip?
You don't.
By the pint?
Like, you don't, like an adult.
Hey.
So we're going to talk about sandwiches because food is one of my favorite terrains. And am I wrong?
I think it'd be more of a favorite enemy for you.
Whatever.
After watching you at Fogo, you were not wrong.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Scoob, do you want to tell everybody how you managed to come up with this idea?
Because Becky had told me there was a podcast about sandwiches and my fatness overtook me.
And what's that podcast, Becky?
The Club, a sandwich podcast that dedicates every podcast to a sandwich. So when Scoob heard about this, I thought that he was gonna like start lactating
Miracle Whip,
marinara sauce.
The best thing is, she told me this at a buffet, so I already had advantage in all my roles.
I get it.
Wasn't a pun, but it is now.
Well, that's funny, advantage on the rolls.
You like that one?
I reached back, caught it.
Yeah, you, and dunk it.
It went over. It went over. Angie's like, mm-hmm. I got it.
The only time I've ever seen Angie touch anything from a high shelf was that joke.
You're so mean.
Am I wrong?
No.
Okay, then.
Wow.
No, but you don't have to point it out all the damn time.
Gravity's a thing. So I think we should build this sandwich from the ground up. Mm-hmm. What kind of bread goes on a sandwich?
The bread, the Miracle Whip.
Okay, so it's Jake's going to make this happen.
Before the Miracle Whip, the pizza.
So since Jake is going to make this happen, we're going to go around the table, and I've actually brought in some outside research, and actually, how many people...
I need to interject real fast. I asked Scoob. Scoob does... Spoiler alert if anybody listens to this podcast, which shouldn't be a spoiler. Scoob does no research for these podcasts.
That is not necessarily completely true.
It is true. Anyways, so I asked Scoob, so are you doing research? Yes, I mean, no, no, no. What was it you ate?
I said, guys, I'm doing research, which for me was asking, do people like Miracle Whip? Do they put chips on the sandwich? What's their favorite kind of sandwich?
To which I asked Scoob, I said, are you actually researching sandwiches or are you just eating sandwiches?
To which I replied the ever all-covering, yes.
Oh. So this is probably the most well-researched episode for Scoob ever.
I mean,
no, he read scary stories.
I mean, like I said, I have a natural sandwich knowledge, and I have for 32 years.
We can see it on your body.
Is that exactly. Because of all your rolls?
Yep.
Okay.
So, in fact, I actually got a girlfriend one time because she made me a sandwich. That was how I met Kayla. That was interesting.
Okay, let's
move on. Sandwich brought me love. Anyway, so since we've gone sad, we're going to go back to here.
Sandwiches always bring me love.
Self-love, usually.
Damn straight.
Wow.
Miracle Whip can even be used as lube.
Apparently,
I have
for
a
Jake.
Feeling you would know that a lot better than you're playing off.
I've tried.
Oh God.
Okay, Brett.
I've never attempted to suck my own dick so hard as to try to get that Miracle Whip off of it.
I hope this lives out in internet land forever.
It's gonna.
Unfortunately, it will. Can we cut this?
No.
No, it's got to stay.
It has to.
It's last episode of the Free Rotation Podcast.
It's an integral part.
integral part of the episode.
Thank you.
Jake talking about blowing himself while his dick's covered in Miracle Whip.
Right. Oh, man. That sounds so good right
now. I'm sure there's other people out there who can really, you know.
Probably.
I understand that.
And they're wrong.
What?
So
what?
Miracle Whip is terrible.
You're terrible.
I know I'm terrible, but at least I admit it.
It's not terrible. It's just the fact that
It was created as a salad dressing.
Yeah.
You don't have to put 3.5 gallons on a single sandwich.
How do you eat it? 3.5 pints? No.
I would like to point out if we just
this is like elitist about 3.5 pints. I don't even know.
You fucking commoner.
like a wine glass and like sloshing it. Has a nice woodsy smell.
You condiment peasant, you.
Yeah, for real.
Thurston, bring me my daily gallon of Miracle Whip, please.
Thurston, put it upon my penis and suck it off. Oh, it became a different. Oh, so everybody's offended by that one?
No, we're not offended. We're
not offended, just weirded out.
Are we?
Yeah,
I am.
I'm a little weirded out by my own statement.
I mean, it's not gonna lie, Miracle
Whip. Bread. It, so,
why does Thurston have to do it?
Becky keeps saying bread, so let's go to the bread.
Bread. I love bread.
We'll talk about the Miracle Whip again.
By the way, we will once we narrow down what kind of sandwich is like the perfect free rotation sandwich. We're gonna make it. We're gonna eat it.
And we encourage all of our listeners to do so as well.
Exactly.
Tweet us pictures of this sandwich that you've made out of our own.
Because there is still time to win our ultimate giveaway of a 4-day Dragon Con pass.
Surprise! That was the thing that I kept trying to spoil last episode.
You tried to spoil. You know what doesn't spoil?
Last.
Miracle Whip, because it's awful. It's already terrible. No one wants to eat it.
Can we just move along here? Like,
anyways,
much as I
bread.
Love the gag of Miracle Whip is great.
We're literally
going to
have an hour and a half
of
Scoob just insulting Miracle
Whip.
Yeah.
That's what it's
going to
be.
The trigger
bread.
Episode.
It is.
Like, bread?
I vote ciabatta.
I also vote ciabatta.
I also like brioche bread.
Well, actually, you know what? Give me a nice pretzel bun. I like a good pretzel roll.
Pretzel rolls are delicious, especially on a club sandwich.
Pretzel rolls are actually delicious.
Hawaiian rolls are the best.
Hawaiian rolls are good, too. I did not get to this weight by not eating bread. I'm just going to say, there's
absolutely.
A lot of good bread.
I don't like the King's Hawaiian rolls or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of those.
Why, are you a heathen?
Yes.
See, he is officially, everything he says is wrong.
King's Hawaiian rolls are potato bread, right?
No, they're the ones we have at Thanksgiving every year.
Yeah, but are they potato bread?
No, I love potato bread. They're just regular
sweet rolls.
Oh, okay.
They're so good.
Think about it. Like, you get that shit, you get a turkey at Thanksgiving because we're American. All the turkey.
You put the whole turkey on this one bun.
Damn straight.
That's what I made the sliders out of for the Super Bowl party. Man,
that shit
was delicious.
Yeah, that was the best.
That didn't happen this year.
Spicy.
Yeah, but I wore blue and there was cheese dip and failure.
It didn't even happen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. Why did you pull your shirt up?
That wasn't the night I lost pajamas.
I'm just going to say a nice whole grain bread. That stuff.
But it has
delicious.
To be the whole grain that doesn't have the stuff on top of it because it gets stuck in my teeth.
Not the birdseed bread.
Okay.
Not
okay,
birdseed
okay.
bread, like but like a good whole grain bread.
Like the Sara Lee's bread.
I don't know. I think if I had to pick the ultimate bread, it would be something like melt like the burnt cheese on the top.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a whole nother part of the sandwich.
Yeah.
That's a whole
Yeah, that's like a bread topper.
Yeah. That, okay, that, sure. That, so mm-hmm. just
well, then Hawaiian straight. Roll. We'll go.
So Hawaiian roll from Jake.
Ciabatta or brioche bun.
Pretzel or a nice whole grain bread.
I'm just going to go with the old-fashioned, just a white. Just,
you're so
just white.
What about potato bread?
That's racist.
Just, like a white potato bread or just white bread?
Just regular. Rice. Honestly, if I want to go just like I'm going to make sandwiches at home, it's going to be Sunbeam.
Well, that's different. So are we talking about our ultimate sandwich ideal or like at-home sandwiches?
Okay.
This is our ideal sandwich.
So on Scooby-Doo, when they made that 17-layer sandwich and they just vice-gripped it and shoved it down, mm-hmm. that like the lazy Sunday, you're not doing anything, you have unlimited whatever, that's the sandwich you make.
The perfect.
Then you have a sandwich, masturbate, take a nap, done. That's your day.
I don't know. You toasted? Have an interesting Sunday.
So if it's pretzels, you have to have it like toasted.
We don't have to, but it helps.
Yeah, it would taste. It tastes better toasted.
Mm-hmm.
Same with ciabatta, I would think.
Yeah.
Well, then I'd just go with the white bread Subway roll.
Mm-hmm.
Like hoagie roll,
like
Subway
a French
roll.
Bread.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're gonna go with what bread do we pick for
well,
the sandwich?
Well, you got a lot of suggestions.
I did.
There.
Well, there were two votes for pretzel roll, so we go majority rules. Or
was there two votes for pretzel rolls?
I said pretzel, and
Becky also.
I like
and I actually
rolls.
Do like a good that pretzel burger.
Yeah, oh, no, pretzel rolls are fantastic.
Actually, never
like
had
I said,
a pretzel roll.
My favorite
oh my God.
Is just the...
There's a restaurant by my work, and they do, like, German-esque food, and I always get the club sandwich because it comes on a pretzel roll. Holy shit, that stuff...
It, now, it's not...
Tell me where this is afterwards.
It's not salty like a pretzel, but it's the non-salted... Like, it's basically like eating a giant unsalted pretzel.
Like
it's really good.
Like a soft pretzel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can get behind this.
Yeah,
yeah,
so...
It is a little salted on the top, but it's, like,
fine.
A nice...
Just enough, but not...
Okay. Yeah.
I can get behind this.
Okay, so
I'll agree to
do we have a paper to write this down?
Yes, and I have a pen too.
Here's a pen in my hand.
You write it down.
You're the host.
Okay,
he can't. Secretary.
I can't write.
I was actually going to give it to Becky because she has better handwriting than me.
Becky has got awful handwriting.
Yeah, who are you talking about?
I just need not my fucking hieroglyphic chicken scratch.
Can I use any page?
Yeah, just go to whatever.
Okay, I'm just going to like flip.
I would love if you opened it and it was like a naked drawing
of you.
Oh, God.
Why would there be a naked picture of
I'm
him?
I'm scared
because sometimes
now.
We like... I'm talking about Angie.
Because sometimes we like to what?
Because sometimes we like to reenact Jack and Rose.
That's true.
What, drowning Shaman in ice water?
No. French sometimes,
it's actually just I'm a bathtub
so
filled
judgy.
With ice cubes.
You're so judgy.
It leads into the necrophilia fetish. It's great.
So
pretzel roll.
So are anyway. You going to spell it right this time?
Oh, man, we did pretzels. Leave it to the person who can't spell.
Can't spell pretzels.
I know.
Okay,
P-R-E-T.
What's next on your...
Well, then we have to go with what meat goes on the sandwich. The most divisive part of this sandwich.
Ooh.
Because
I don't know.
There's 17.
Write it down and reveal it at the same time.
Because I actually choose no meat.
Really?
What? Mm-hmm. You're a heathen.
Yeah.
You say that like it's bad.
You know
like, wait a minute.
I think I like Jake's idea. We all should write down the meat or what we would have.
Oh, and throw it in the middle and vote.
And throw it in the middle and see.
Or
yeah.
we
or
could
just reveal it.
Or we could just all put a slice of that meat on the sandwich.
Mm, that's true. You
which
can
might
have
be more
things.
Successful.
Which would just be end up being a club
and,
sandwich.
And
yeah.
If there's two of the same meat, then add another slice of that meat. Go
Ooh,
for
good
it.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
I like it.
So let's just go. So Angie.
So I would say no meat.
So she's going no
what?
Meat.
Okay. I would go with turkey. I love
what?
Turkey.
What? Just plain turkey?
No, like an oven roasted turkey.
Oven roasted turkey.
And actually,
okay.
That's funny because I'm going with the exact same thing.
Ooh, oven me and Jake are fun buddy.
Yeah, turkey is the...
Turkey is the best sandwich.
That or if you, like, as a substitute, if you want double turkey, you can do like a chicken. Like a...
Yes.
Some sort of chicken, but a turkey.
White meat.
Yeah.
Like, how about a mesquite turkey or something like
Ooh,
that?
Ooh, that's good too.
That's not my vote. That's just
it's
a thought.
It's just any turkey.
Any a mesquite turkey, an oven roasted turkey.
So turkey in general.
Yeah, turkey
honey,
is delicious.
Honey turkey.
Honey
okay,
turkey,
so it's just turkey in general.
It's all good. Turkey.
Just call
they,
it herky turkey.
They said turkey. Oven roasted turkey,
they did,
so,
they did.
So
okay.
I wrote down
okay.
oven roasted turkey.
Well, what about you?
Times two. Me, I enjoy... A very fine brown sugar ham.
Jewish mm-hmm. side of me is triggered.
Because of the brown sugar or the ham?
Both.
Yes. Brown sugar is not kosher. Ham's okay.
Okay, Scoot.
I'm a huge, huge fan of Murphy and David's corned beef.
Oh man, I'm out of the sandwich now.
No,
I hate corned beef.
No, we said that we would build it and eat it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, corned beef's not bad.
I can't.
But it has to be Murphy and David's.
I mean, that's... What's Murphy and David's?
Well, this particular brand. A protein, since this was the protein portion.
Yeah,
sure.
Fried eggs.
Oh, hell yes, Angela.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Angela, I could kiss you on the mouth. That's a great idea. I'm not gonna.
Remember, he is DSL.
Let's not forget.
Ham stubble.
Well, he did. You also did feed him meat yesterday.
I did feed him yesterday by hand. Because he was like a feral kitty. Oh, he was feral.
I was. It was amazing. So now we're going to get into cheese. Because Jesus Christ, we got to have some dairy on this bad boy. Thank you.
How long have you been waiting to say that?
I've said it a lot, but I've been waiting for this moment. This is my moment to shine. Like a bald man's head that's been waxed in the sunlight.
Now, I don't think we all need to pick a piece of cheese. I think we need to come to a consensus on cheese.
Even if it's just two pieces of cheese.
Because, like, I like blue cheese crumble, and that's not a consensus.
I think for everybody playing the home game, like, I say we all just still give our one cheese, and people playing the home game, no, everybody just pick two of the cheeses and throw it on.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
That works.
A thing about a sandwich is that it can be made a billion different ways. So we have to have a little bit of variety, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like you, Scoob, and Moreland are the perfect sandwich because you guys can swap out who's the meat and the buns.
Okay, so two pepper jack.
Pepper jack.
And then we had the blue cheese crumble for you.
Yeah, blue cheese or feta.
Okay.
You are such a fancy lady.
I like feta. I can get feta.
I don't know, but like I've never seen feta in a slice. It'd be easy to put.
I mean,
on
if
sandwich.
It's like a Greek sandwich, you can go with that.
Like the goat cheese.
No, I know how. I know how. I was thinking more like sliced cheese.
He knows how cheese works.
For me, it's aged Swiss.
Ooh. You know
what? Actually, I was gonna say
my backup is also provolone.
That's provolone. My backup.
Okay.
Because I love aged Swiss.
Yes, I don't.
So I would change my blue cheese crumble.
I don't like sharp cheeses, cheddars, pepper jack.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
Super aged Swiss.
Wait, why?
I love an extra sharp cheese.
Gouda cheese is amazing.
I want a cheese so sharp it stabs me in the tongue with flavor.
Now, see, I can't do that.
Like sharp cheddar's all right if it's like a flavoring,
like
to
a grilled cheese.
Yeah, like a grilled cheese mixed in with other cheeses. But if I'm going sandwich, pepper jack is all I'm gonna.
I have used Colby Jack for my grilled cheese sandwiches. But, like, I also dip it in tomato soup to, like, take away the sharp a little bit.
So pepper,
getting hungry.
Pepper jack or pepper jack. For me, it's pepper jack or sharp cheddar or provolone.
Okay, I'm sticking with, Swiss cheese over here.
Okay, Moreland.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm...
If you just say the little plastic...
He says Kraft American cheese, I'm going to slap
his
ass.
I'm down.
Not his ass, I'm slap his face.
You're going to slap my ass? Okay.
I meant to say slap his face.
I'm going to suck your dick!
I said it again. I can't.
Oh my
god, I give up.
I'm gonna slap his ass.
I'm gonna get my murder knife.
Slap my ass and call me Shirley.
I enjoy a good layer of nacho cheese on a sandwich.
Wait a minute, hold on, Moreland, wait a minute.
Plastic cheese?
No, like real nacho cheese, like Velveeta, like an adult.
Yeah, Velveeta is plastic.
Fuck
it
you.
May as well be grocery
bags. I will murder you.
It's not real cheese.
It is not real cheese. There's
not I'm not a real adult. It's fine.
It sits on the dry food aisle. It may as well be Play-Doh.
You're Play-Doh.
Yeah, I am. I mold my boobs into different molds every day, and I also have a chocolate starfish maker. What do you want?
You mean your asshole?
Wait, you have a thing that makes assholes? What?
Yes.
That explains why we never see you that often.
My mom also makes assholes. Me.
Oh god. Okay, we need to get back to this nacho cheese thing.
So, you know what? He can choose nacho cheese if he wants.
Yeah, no.
He's just going to be outvoted.
I'm just saying it's plastic.
He's just wrong, but he can choose it.
Okay. No. Moreland, I'll play
on a pretzel bun. Fuck you guys, nacho cheese.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
He's got a point.
No, it's like eating a grocery bag.
I'll play devil's
sandwich. Then you're going to eat a fucking grocery bag.
Let me explain to you.
Eat this.
Let me explain to you.
Cheese.
Okay.
I have a delicious club sandwich at that restaurant, and they don't put nacho cheese on it. They put a nice, classy provolone on it, and that shit is
now
spicy.
You specifically mean like the shit you can like not melted cheese and put over nachos, specifically nacho cheese. Like
so it
queso.
It means it's not my cheese. It's my cheese,
like
nacho
that
cheese.
Old nacho government cheese. That
nacho
shit
cheese.
Delicious.
Not like I'm gonna make
no, it's my cheese, nacho cheese.
Oh
Jesus.
Oh.
Can we hit Jake with something, please?
Hold
somebody?
On. Yeah, can of nacho cheese.
Bring a Velveeta and knock me the fuck out because it's not cheese.
I will.
And then we'll make nachos and hookers.
And blackjack.
Actually, fuck the nachos.
You wrong.
And then eat the hookers. What?
Okay, but you mean specifically like at the movie theater in a pump nacho cheese? Or, okay.
Either that or queso from Moe's or something like that.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Hold on.
Melted queso cheese?
He's not.
It's not Velveeta.
Okay, so melted cheese, I think, is what you're going
Yes.
With. Okay, yeah, okay, no. okay, okay, okay.
Listen, there is a big difference between nacho cheese and melto cheese.
That's why
melto
I was trying
cheese.
To...
Melto cheese?
Melto
melted
cheese?
Cheese?
That sounds like a cartoon brand.
That's so racist, Becky. It's yeah. melto cheese.
It's
melto. Oh, my bad.
See, okay, so that's... Let's
I'll
think about
put
this.
Melted nacho cheese / queso.
Okay. Okay. See, I don't hate that.
I mean,
that's why I
better than plastic.
That's why I went to elaborate.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering what the hell y'all were talking about because I meant melted nacho cheese to begin with.
Okay.
He said Velveeta, so Velveeta is actual Lego block.
If melted, that
you sure as fuck ate the cheese dip I made with it, fucker.
Yeah, I ate
the melted cheese dip that you had with it. Yes, he did.
No, I'm actually that was just meat drizzled with plastic cheese. I ate the meat.
And
your meat to
cheese
ratio is a little off.
What?
I'm scared.
Why?
Of what.
Why?
Because
it's like 5 pounds of meat to 1 block of Velveeta.
Yeah, that's a lot of meat.
I want shit you can make cement out of.
That's what Velveeta is.
Oh, Jesus. Triggered by cheese.
Yes, Becky.
I can't eat melted cheese. It'll make me shit.
I like how so we make sure we put this on the sandwich, right?
Yes.
We have at least 3 votes
for
this.
And I'm leaving in that huge pause of all of us.
Thank you. Thank you. I was about to comment, like, I like how there's a huge pause after, I got a shit.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking about it. Like, queso dip will make me sick.
Well, don't forget, we have a list of cheeses. You're just going to pick two and put it on your
right.
sandwich.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
We have everybody's. We have everybody's.
Part of the diversity of a sandwich.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Diversity of a sandwich. It sounds like a fucking college course.
Actually,
for culinary school, yeah.
Probably.
Oh, man, don't start
yeah, we'll get there later.
Don't get there yet.
With that, that's
okay,
the
Scoob,
end of the episode.
What's next?
I don't like lettuce and tomato and shit on my sandwich, but a nice onion. Not a sort of
Vidalian,
but
we're talking
nice,
about, like, toppings.
Yeah,
like,
toppings, mm-hmm.
Now,
topping,
condiments need
yeah,
to be separate.
Okay, so toppings. Yeah, like, I'd say a nice grilled onion or caramelized onion.
I can see Angie's
I
disgust.
I like lettuce and tomato.
I like lettuce.
And no, I prefer cucumbers.
I don't prefer
cucumbers. And
this
tomatoes.
Is where it's going to get divisive. Because I like...
Yeah,
this is
where.
Why you can choose yeah. two toppings and...
Yeah, pick
you can
two.
If I'm doing it on a pretzel roll, lettuce. If it was just a regular sandwich or like a hoagie roll or something I got from Publix, I would go with just pickles. Yeah, pickles.
Pickles on a hoagie roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pickles on a hoagie roll.
Hoagie roll. So
I
pick
love
two
cucumbers on sandwiches. Though.
Cucumbers. So everybody mm-hmm. pick two for the pretzel roll.
Cucumbers, and oh, for the pretzel roll.
Or for the one that for the sandwich we're making right now.
Okay, so this is what I got wrote down so far. I got grilled onions, lettuce, tomato, pickles, and cucumbers.
Okay, well do it for each person. So do Scoob's onions mm-hmm. and whatever. Angie will be cucumbers and
let's put her name
whatever.
Next
tomato.
To it. It's right.
Cucumbers and tomato.
Right.
Cucumbers oh and God, that sounds
it
disgusting.
Goes so great with the mayo that
no,
I'm gonna
I know,
slather
like,
all over this.
Miracle Whip, all the way.
We'll get to that. We're
that's
almost
not
there.
A topping. That's not a
no,
condiment.
No. We're not there yet. She said mayonnaise, so I was bringing up the Miracle
yeah.
Whip.
And who brought up lettuce?
Me.
It was Becky.
Becky's
okay.
Just lettuce.
So
but
I got
not
scoop, scoop,
shredded
got,
lettuce.
And lettuce and pickles was Becky.
Lettuce, not for a yeah. pretzel roll though. If we're doing just
okay.
the pretzel roll, lettuce. But not shredded lettuce.
You okay. want like the leaf.
Leaf. I right. want a leaf lettuce.
And not iceberg
yeah,
lettuce,
have,
but
no.
the,
right. we haven't got
the other lettuce.
The romaine
lettuce.
Yeah,
lettuce.
Yeah, romaine.
Pick two.
Well, you got
the
grilled onions.
I don't know what else I would put
I
on it. I think
I
lettuce would be
one.
The only thing I would put on it.
Really?
Yes.
So just lettuce.
Just lettuce.
Maybe some onions like scoops in?
No. Not on the pretzel roll.
Well, just
not
use,
raw
just
onions.
Use pickles for the integrity.
Like,
pickles would be yeah. Pickles would be my other go-to.
To,
you
can put it on the side.
But the problem yeah. here's the problem though. Like if I eat a sandwich, we're getting too deep into the sandwiches. But now
no, this
not.
Is what I wanted.
But the thing is, with any sandwich I eat, it's either one or the other. I don't eat lettuce and pickles together.
Right.
I'll eat a pickles, and that's it.
So no, so I'm gonna.
So I'm just gonna stick with lettuce.
Pause mm-hmm. for the idea of this here. So Everybody's giving two, and everybody who's going to make, and whenever we make the sandwich, you pick one from each person.
Oh, okay.
Right, so, is that...
Yeah, that's good.
Right, so from you, yeah. I would pick tomatoes, lettuce,
uh-huh.
the hell I'm
she,
putting.
She,
yeah.
She's got tomatoes and cucumber, Becky's got mm-hmm. lettuce, and
pickles.
you want to
stay
with pickles?
Stick with pickles.
Right, because
yeah.
somebody can choose pickles. Now, if I say, like, lettuce and whatever, then
yeah.
you can add lettuce
yeah.
and pickles.
True.
Well, pick two other kind of toppings that you like.
Right, I'm trying to think of that.
No, he can pick his favorite.
I mean,
so
it's just a thing we've already got all those down.
Right,
so.
but now like that gives the option to give somebody lettuce and pickles. Like you're choosing one from Becky, either lettuce or pickles.
Okay.
So you can't have both. So
mm-hmm.
now you can't have both.
Yeah.
So
okay.
back in.
Okay.
Tap in.
Oh. Two toppings on a sandwich.
This is a difficult man.
Yeah, it isn't, because I don't eat much as far... Like, so I'm going to go with just raw onion. Like a red onion.
Okay.
Not
a Vidalia onion?
No. No, I just like
I can't.
Onion.
Vidalias I can't do.
Mm-hmm. I love Vidalia onions, don't get me wrong, but on a sandwich like this, I think it just has to be red onion.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I'm going through my Subway list and just like, mm-hmm. if I ever go to...
What about banana peppers?
I hate banana peppers.
Jalapenos?
Hate jalapenos.
Spinach leaves?
Ooh, ooh, spinach ooh, is okay. Ooh, hold on. Give me jalapenos. Yeah, give me jalapenos.
Scoob only gave one, so he has an option.
Yeah.
So.
I forgot jalapenos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jalapeno
there's
butt.
Also, you don't like olives.
I hate like, there's see, like,
black olives.
This is my issue, is that I hate everything that comes to this. So, I'm little, what did I just say? I said...
You got wrong insofar.
So, give me lettuce, because lettuce has to go on there. Usually be mm-hmm. tomato, but I think it has to be lettuce and onion on this.
Okay. Let's see. I like mushrooms on my sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Not so often. It's more on a burger, but I do like mushrooms.
Are they going to be sautéed mushrooms or like raw mushrooms?
Sautéed mushrooms.
Okay.
Okay.
Classy guy.
So that sautéed mushrooms and onions. That can be good.
On a pretzel roll especially. It keeps mm-hmm. that bun.
With the melty cheese? Yep. Oh.
No, with the crumble.
Oh, with the feta?
Yeah.
I'm getting hungry and we're not even halfway through the fucking episode, mm-hmm. by the way.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
Jake
what's
popped
happening?
Out his food baby.
What's happening?
Jake popped out his belly.
Okay.
He's
Scoob, what's next?
Here we go.
Well, Marlon has one more.
Yeah,
I'm just going to stick with sautéed mushrooms because everything else is...
Covered pretty much?
Pretty much everything else is covered and...
Not like a spinach
or something?
Well,
just pick one more because we're going to choose one from each person.
That's the thing. I don't like tomato or lettuce or anything like
spinach?
That.
Spinach? More cheese? I don't...
A lettuce?
Bacon? Bacon's
bacon could be
a topping.
We did
bacon.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is an additional topping.
Yeah, because it's not actually... Well, I mean, you could make just a sandwich out of bacon. Yeah, but if you're at Subway.
Exception of a BLT, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not looking at the BLT,
yep,
but yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
So we are to the condiments.
Don't ask me how I forgot about bacon, but I did.
Jake, you and I will go after we ask everybody, because it's going
to
take us a minute.
After we finish the sandwich, we'll go to that debate.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll keep it civil for now.
For this sandwich, I would have to go with a butter and cream cheese bread.
Ooh, fancy pants.
On that roll would be really good. Mm-hmm.
Becky?
A deli mustard. Like the kind of spicy deli mustard
spicy
that you get. That
mustard.
You
okay.
Like
okay.
The kind you get when we go to like trivia that comes with the pretzels.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh. See, okay, so we all know that my favorite... topping is Miracle Whip.
You can pick your favorite. I'm not.
But I'm thinking on this sandwich.
This sandwich.
No, your favorite topping is the sandwich. You just happen to have a lot of Miracle Whip to go with
it. it's like the OG sauce.
Thank you more than
sandwich.
One time. Thank you, buddy.
It is. I've done that before.
Oh, God.
So we're going to dip it in Miracle Whip. Like,
there you go.
It's like the ranch dressing.
The OG sauce.
It would have to be... The vinegar, the
sandwich.
Ooh!
So
sandwich
just like vinegar.
Vinegar,
it's like vinegar.
Yeah.
Like sandwich
like,
vinegar.
Like a malt vinegar.
No, not malt vinegar.
It's like sandwich
the
vinaigrette.
Sweet vinegar, the...
Oh, that they do like it.
Yeah, like at Subway.
Yeah,
okay.
Like the sweet onion sauce?
No.
Like vinegar.
Like when you
vinegar.
Get oil and vinegar
it's,
at the end.
Yeah.
I always
good
oil
and
vinegar
is
the same thing.
Oil?
If you
yeah,
want
yeah,
to
yeah.
always do oil and vinegar.
Yeah,
like,
I do like
this,
oil and vinegar on my sandwiches.
If I don't get the melted cheese
mm-hmm.
and I want a sauce, I need something for that bun to soak in.
Yeah.
So I need for my buns to soak this in. And just
this
the,
is why the sandwich.
My buns are too firm sometimes. So if I soak them in something, those buns are
it moistens them.
My buns are getting really moist.
This is why the club didn't want
it. I don't understand why you're laughing. I'm just talking about my buns. my firm brown buns.
With slits in the top because
right.
you're into that.
Oh, I mean, that you just didn't ruin it.
I tried to underrail it.
I don't even know where we're at now, so I'm lost.
We're at what condiment?
Condiments.
Condiment.
Mm. Let's see. What else do I like on this?
Sounds
sandwich.
Like what you get a chick after she blows it.
I do think salt and pepper, too. If he's doing the oil and vinegar,
yeah.
we definitely need
salt
and
pepper.
Or oregano.
Oh, yeah, give me some oregano.
Can we go with a spice? Can we do spices now?
Yes, yeah.
Just one
we
spice.
Because we're going to do the bread.
Oh, yeah, the top of the bread.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we're good. Dude, mayonnaise mustard. Plain mustard.
Oh, God, you're so basic.
He's
I'm also
basic
poor.
Bitch.
I mean, mustard's good. Mayonnaise is good.
I do love yellow mustard.
I know, but I don't prefer, I don't like
but
plain
you have to mix it with mayonnaise.
Oh, I'm all about it. I would just eat mustard out of the bottle right now.
See, that's all I do with Miracle Whip. I love it.
The only thing I like mustard on is a Crystals.
I like mustard on hot dogs.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah.
Can't do it.
The perfect hot dog, though. We'll talk about
that. That'd be we'll have a food segment, and one like every episode, we just talk about food.
Yeah. Scoob's, your episode's just new foods every time.
I'll fuck it. Okay.
So next is spices, like on the sandwich and the bread.
Well, my cousin, all she puts on her sandwiches is it's literally bread, turkey, and salt and pepper.
I don't
get it. I don't.
Oh man, that's good. That's why sometimes not? You just want to taste the turkey and the bread. That's all you want to taste, and salt and pepper just flavors.
I like a good red. If I'm not getting jalapenos, red pepper flakes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, red pepper flakes are good.
Red pepper flakes.
Mm-hmm. If it wasn't on a pretzel roll, my favorite spread would have been avocado. Okay. Avocado and mayo.
Yeah.
But with it being on, I don't know how avocado would go on a pretzel roll.
Okay. Just literally filled this whole page. This is great.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I got lost.
Got a spice.
Okay. We got our
spices on the top.
Yeah. What kind of spice would you like?
Or just another ingredient, I guess.
Or just a
miscellaneous ingredient.
Yeah, miscellaneous.
Okay. So take this sandwich and add your own. As a host of the Free Rotation Podcast, add your own.
Be your guy Ferrari or whatever, Fiari.
Go to Flavortown.
Go to Flavortown.
Okay. I need two things to be added.
Okay.
Chips. Crushed up chips.
Okay.
That's a whole
specific kind of chip.
Hold on. That's a whole extra segment. That's a whole extra segment.
Never mind. I can't do it.
Okay.
Then toasted coconut on the bun.
The fuck?
What the fuck?
On that pretzel roll would be really good.
Yeah.
That pretzel roll, ooh.
I got toasted coconut in the cabinet right now.
If a pretzel roll is what I'm imagining it, I guess that's what it needs to be.
Yeah.
We need to go buy pretzel rolls now.
We need to go to, like, eat.
Becky lost all.
We just need to go eat. Just
eat.
We're done here. Okay, so you're toasted coconut?
Okay. Oregano.
Mm-hmm.
I do love me some oregano. And maybe
Scoop said red pepper flakes, so we got that covered.
And probably if it wasn't oregano, I'd probably do like maybe some garlic.
The garlic
is good.
Like a toasted garlic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roasted garlic. Parmesan on top.
Yeah, garlic and parmesan. Ooh, yeah, now we're talking. Or Cajun spices.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Something to mix all of these spices together.
11
because
spices.
If we want to make the argument that's a dressing, I'm going to throw on my Miracle Whip right now.
No, okay. And it is a dressing. I'll give it to you.
Like, if we're just adding one thing onto it,
side note, I used to love ranch on those sandwiches on. Mm-hmm. I love ranch on sandwiches.
Because Scoob's red pepper flakes, or even if we use depending on what.
Now, with the red pepper and the red pepper flakes and garlic, that would make the Miracle Whip. That makes Miracle Whip pop. Because it's a dressing for a salad.
Yep.
So the more spices you add, the better it.
Yep.
It, like, activates its secret power.
Which is just Miracle Whip.
It's like Wonder Condiment powers activate.
Okay, so I've got toasted coconut, oregano, red pepper flakes, toasted garlic, and Miracle Whip.
What do you want?
What else
was said? And what you want?
What else was said? Was anything
else? No, just what do you want?
What do I want? That's a very good question. I don't think I'd want anything else on it. Just to be honest with you.
He's a simple man with a simple sandwich.
Honestly, you want to know what my most of my sandwiches that I make are? Bologna. Ham and cheese.
Oh, ham and cheese.
Fair.
Brown sugar and ham and cheese.
Then you need mustard and mayonnaise.
I don't do mustard and mayonnaise. Mustard. Mayonnaise sometimes.
They do a grilled ham and cheese right now.
Mm.
I could do that too. That would be nice.
Grilled cheese.
Okay.
Tomato soup.
So that's... So we've made it, and then we just add the top bun here.
You didn't say what you would put.
Yeah, I did. Red pepper flakes.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Well, before we put that top bun on, let's make sure we slather it in a gallon.
We're getting there.
Or pizza.
So basically what you want to do is you want to dip it in Miracle Whip and then fry it.
That's my au jus.
You want to dip it in Miracle Whip and then put it in the fryer.
No, not even fry it. Just dip it and like eat it. Like, I don't even eat the sandwich. I just lick the Miracle Whip off of it like a spoon.
You want to use a fork and a knife to eat the sandwich.
No, I don't even need that. No.
Now, do we serve the sandwich hot or cold?
Shit.
It has lettuce on.
Hot.
Cold.
Cold.
You could heat it before the lettuce goes on.
I still like my
sandwich
cold.
Well, not hot, but warm.
Yeah, well, warm. Yeah.
I mean, Angie can vouch for this. I only eat cold sandwiches.
Yeah, I only want cold.
cold. If it was a ham and cheese, like
you need to write that one cheese, down.
That's one thing.
Like there's a few sandwiches I have to have hot, but I think this one has to be cold because of the turkey.
But the pretzel roll though.
And I would like to pretzel stipulate roll. That if you prefer boiled eggs, sliced and on there, you don't have to have
with
a
fried pretzel
egg.
Roll. It's well, like it's toasted, gonna... but the sandwich is still cold.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, the fried eggs gonna give it the heat. So yeah. I think we can go with a cold sandwich and be mm-hmm. okay with a
okay, all right,
with a hot egg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's now we're getting to the other most divisive thing about it. We're not getting to Miracle Whip yet. That's literally the end of this.
Are we talking about American politics?
No, we're talking about chips on the sandwich, which is
weird. Oh, gotcha.
Chips okay. on sandwich.
No. Yeah. Chips that's on the sandwich. Weird, that's the weirdest shit. Okay, that's the weirdest shit.
There is
me.
A specific chip that has to go on the sandwich.
Yes. Not all. It depends on the sandwich. There are specific chips that go on
the
sandwich.
If you could sometimes
sandwiches.
Have Cool Ranch Doritos, and it's good.
Cool Ranch Doritos, nacho cheese Doritos.
Let me tell you. But usually Lay's just regular Lay's potato chips on a Ruffles. Turkey sandwich.
I'm getting fancy.
Or Ruffles.
The Miss Vicky's jalapeno kettle cooked
Fuck
chips.
Oh, yes.
Those go on
shit.
Literally everything
that
from a turkey and cheese sandwich to a meatball sub.
Oh, my
sub,
God. You,
and
I, there
no
was
issue.
What is going on here?
I'm getting excited.
Becky was like about
Becky
dripping.
Becky,
no, I Becky literally was about to whip her tits out at the thought of this sandwich.
Yeah.
Shout
out,
I don't know how to feel.
Shout out to Miss Vicky's, please sponsor us.
No,
and send us free
Let me
chips.
Tell you something, jalapeno Scoob. Chips. We're gonna go to Publix and we're gonna make you a sandwich, and you're gonna put Miss Vicky's jalapeno chips on it. It will change your life. I didn't expect it either until my coworker was like, "No,
I mean,
no, no, try it with chips," and it was amazing.
If you can put it on a meatball sub and it still tastes good,
I just don't like chips on a sandwich. It's fucking. It's a weird.
Have you tried it?
Yes, I've tried chips on a sandwich. Several what? Different kinds.
Not this kind.
Not Miss Vicky's.
Not this kind.
It's just a weird.
But you gotta take it and just crush it.
I love the crunch.
I can't look to my
exactly.
left.
I love the crunch.
What you were doing with the shirt on.
I mean, she was tit bearing. She was like,
I was tit bearing. He was rubbing his nipples just now.
No, Jake. Yeah, but.
But Jake has done
nipples?
It repeatedly before. You've never bared breasts.
Oh, no, no, no. That was me just grabbing it because I just want.
You were like 30 seconds from Hulk Hoganing your
Yeah,
shirt
I was kind
of
more like.
I'm just stretching at this point. Let me alone.
I just don't.
He's stretching, but flashing as well.
Chips on the sandwich mm-hmm. is a weird texture that my face does not appreciate. I can't.
Okay,
do it.
So.
Okay, if you don't eat
his
chips.
His DSLs
then,
don't like it.
Right, his DSLs don't like it. So if not chips, then let's go with the all classic Cap'n Crunch.
Okay.
The fuck is no.
So do we just want to do we everybody. At this point just want to interject and go with the one of the most iconic talk about one of the most iconic sandwiches ever made in movie history, being the Breakfast Club sandwich.
Yeah, the one with the pixie sticks and the Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah,
on
the one for the
yes.
movie that Becky's
I
never
seen.
Or never
I've
liked
seen it. I hate it.
Yeah. Pixie sticks on a fucking sandwich. That's also
I'm so unique. I'm going to put pixies. No, bitch, you're just mentally ill. Go to asylum.
Congratulations. You just
it's
defended
okay,
part
Becky.
Of our audience.
Damn, it's okay.
Part
I
of mean, our
I
audience
need to
and
have,
me.
Like,
I love that
movie. I thought I know we've been talking about expanding to like random segments, and that will be my rant, is why I hate the Breakfast Club.
Oh, Jesus.
So, side dishes next to the sandwich, not on the sandwich like you heathens with your cheese.
Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese.
What kind of macaroni and cheese?
They'll beat a macaroni.
The Kraft macaroni and cheese. The regular, just good old-fashioned.
Kraft macaroni and cheese.
We're having a sandwich at the house. That is what I want.
Well, it's optimal. Optimal sandwich. Like, you're not at home. You're optimal.
Your budget is semi-unlimited.
Oh, then freaking five cheese macaroni from Nukes.
All right.
That shit's
shout out to Nukes. Sponsor us
and send us samples.
I like a nice pasta salad or a salad, side salad.
Pasta salad
or
really
soup,
good.
Soup, always soup.
Well, if it's grilled, it's a grilled cheese and soup.
Well, let me tell you, get a good turkey sandwich with some chicken noodle soup, man. That Oof. Shit's delicious.
Maybe potato soup.
Should I be writing this stuff down too?
Potato soup
or no?
Nah,
this is completely subjective.
We've made our sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah, this is completely just subjective. Right.
I'm gonna say a good southern coleslaw.
Ooh yeah, mustard
really
based
like
at Gus's Fried Chicken.
Oh no, yeah. If we're going to go south to yeah. Gus's, love me, like rub your chicken all over my chicken.
Don't rub my chicken on my chicken.
But rub my chicken
rub
on my
your
chicken.
Chicken. Rub
it. It has to be
chicken.
A sweet coleslaw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the good southern one where it's yeah. just the, you know, mayo, a little bit of sugar, and just the
perfect.
Shredded perfectly cabbage. Oh my god, I want it right now. Yeah.
That one made me hungry.
I've been hungry.
So.
Now.
I think a good, like, curly fry or an onion ring.
See, I'm not big on fries with my sandwich. Like, cold sandwich. I'm thinking, like,
a hamburger. I'm also thinking, like, I like a warm sandwich, but, like.
Yeah.
He likes it warm.
So, like, with a warm sandwich, you would have fries and stuff?
Fries on your, yeah.
Yeah, like a burger, I have fries.
Well, see, like, if I eat a cold sandwich, I have to have a cold side dish.
Yeah.
So, like, even soup doesn't do it for me.
Well, I think, I don't know, something about what is happening.
My cherry tilted.
Did you say your cherry tilted?
My cherry did. Oh. It's a boo-boo. What would you like in a sandwich?
That's a lot of my enemies.
Tag your celery.
All right. Tag your celery, boo. Tag your sprouts, boo.
Oh,
Jesus, come on,
boo. I love bean sprouts on a sandwich.
No, what? Why?
I like the pasta salad idea.
Pasta salad, man. That shit's delicious.
By the way, let me back up just a quick second. So, for those of you out there who like a good egg salad sandwich, tuna salad sandwich.
Oh, but the salad sandwiches are different.
They're also terrible.
What?
Oh boy!
Egg salad is one of the best things ever created.
Have you never?
Chicken salad is freaking amazing.
And I like Miracle Whip on egg salad.
Yes,
that is really good.
What?
Yes.
What? You're not.
Who are
go
you?
Go away! Get out! Walk through the window.
Like we thought Scoob was a fantastic food connoisseur.
Turns out, no.
He's just complete garbage.
No, I like chicken salad without nuts and grapes.
Oh well, yeah,
love it.
Well, I've never tried it on a pretzel roll, but not on bread.
Have you ever had chicken salad chick?
About to say, the local outdoor mall is opening one.
Chicken salad? Yeah, I've heard of it, but I've never had it.
Let me tell you.
Building one.
Fucking chicken salad chick is life-changing.
Oh, chicken. Look, I didn't like chicken salad. I didn't like any kind of stuff like that until I had chicken salad chick when I lived with Jake.
Spoiler alert.
I haven't eaten it since
because of that.
Like, no, when I worked at Little Giant in the deli, the woman that ran the deli.
Okay, Little Giant. Little Giant chicken salad. Let's think about this.
Come on.
Well, no, it would be the roasted take-home chickens that every grocery store has?
Oh, is it my aunt? Is she the one who made it?
Yeah, she was there. She made it a couple times. Mm-hmm. But, no, they would take that breast meat, all that white meat, and cut that up and make it in store. With a base, just make it fresh there. That's a whole
fresh made chicken salad.
Yeah, because I had to make it a couple times.
We're gonna go for a drive, and we're going to Chicken Salad Chick.
Yes,
I mean, when one opens up in town, we'll be okay.
I know, but that might not be quick enough for me. I love Chicken Salad Chick. They have all different kinds: a jalapeno, a barbecue chicken.
Whoa!
Yeah, no.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yes.
The barbecue chicken.
There was a good 2 weeks there to where I had nothing but a bowl of noodles and a sandwich, a chicken salad sandwich. That was the best I ate while
saying,
I was
for
with
a minute there, it sounded like he was bitching, didn't
no,
it?
No, that was the best I've ate the entire time I lived with Jake.
They have a fully loaded chicken salad. It is chicken salad, cheese, bacon, delicious.
Where is this place? We're going. Will they fill the Yeti with it?
Probably, actually.
Stop trying to fill your Yeti with shit.
Oh my god.
Just calling this shit?
Did he tell you about yesterday at Fogo when he tried to fill the Yeti? Marlon, did you hear this?
No.
With what?
With strawberry cream.
What?
And I said I'd pay the cost.
What?
He said if it wasn't the big fucking Rambler, he'd have done it. What?
He was like, well, as long as it's not 32 ounces, and Scoop said, what, 32 ounces?
What is wrong with you?
So then he finally supplemented with the recipe.
What is wrong with you and that
Yeti?
It
was the best Aaron Mesa he's ever spent.
Why did anybody buy him that Yeti?
Well, technically, I bought me the Yeti.
Yeti's are
going.
Why did you let him buy that Yeti? Yeah. Why did you facilitate him buying that Yeti?
Because I knew he would love the Yeti.
And she needed the Aaron Mesa for the cube.
I like my Yeti too. I just don't ever use it.
I know,
it.
I left my Yeti at work, and I feel like I
have a knockoff Yeti that I use at work, so.
The Walmart ones apparently do pretty well.
Yeah.
Scoop, though, has a memory that has him saying that the Yeti is more redneck than white girl, but he's the one who said it was white girl.
He is.
Yeah.
But in his mind, we were saying that.
Remember the. I remember,
I've revised my opinion. You know what my opinion of the Yeti is now? Yas, queen. No, I think, all right.
I remember the first year we went to the lake.
It kept it cold.
And that was your point on the
With Sarah, we had Sarah with us.
Oh, yeah.
And Becky and Sarah were inside buying a Yeti, and you're like, oh, that's so white girl of them buying Yetis and shit.
Okay, I was wrong.
What?
What? I was wrong.
Jake, put your pants back on, please. Jesus, man.
I already came.
That's why it smells like Miracle Whip in here.
Is that what the wet spot is? Oh, Jesus.
My pants were off. There's no wet spot. I made sure it all came out.
Keep the black light off.
Ultraviolet blue.
See that spot on the wall up there?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Why does it look like
Burton Speckle?
Why does it look like you spelled out Scoob was wrong in jizz? I don't know.
How is that possible? How is someone that accurate? Jesus Christ.
Well, as much as Jake plays,
I don't know if I'm impressed or horrified at the same time.
As much as Jake plays with his dick, I'm sure he can fucking pen the fucking deck.
His penis is a calligraphy pen.
Oh my god,
he writes in like calligraphy with his penis.
Yes.
Oh Jesus.
He's gonna go home and write the Declaration of Independence.
Shut up! Why? Why?
Oh, I need my murder knife.
I will see you in jail.
I thought you were gonna be our
cell neighbors.
So Jake is really good at diction. What? Thank you, Scoob.
That joke was definitely not a wiener.
Becky, you're next.
Don't worry, for the rest of the podcast, we're just going to wang it all over the
Now, Jake. I had to deal with this all the way home yesterday,
Jake,
from Battle and Brew.
I'm swallowing this light.
Jake.
I'm just going to eat these
D20s. Jake.
I hope they kill you.
They're fucking candy.
Jake. Really bad dick pun.
Moreland with every classic closer.
Well, you know what? You've gotten Jake in the mood for a debate.
Here we go, Jake.
Oh, we're starting? Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Jake, put your pants and shirt back on. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm not wearing underwear. You're lucky.
All right.
I can't take a picture of this because it's not Facebook appropriate.
It's not. It really
okay,
isn't.
Let's go.
For the audio listeners.
I smell man sweat and other things. Let's go.
For the only way anybody listens to us.
You would have to put like
strawberries. Someone has to announce it.
You'd have to like put strawberries over his nipple or something like that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I meant the fact that it was shirt, like skin versus skin.
Oh no.
Did you at least put them on natural 20s first?
Natural crits.
So there can be your crits.
Well, one's a D10, so no.
Oh, okay.
For everybody who's listening right now, Jake and Scoob just took their clothes off. I don't know why.
Shirts.
I took off my pants.
I'm not wearing underwear. I can't. I mean, I can sit here naked in this chair,
coward.
But no one.
Please,
coward.
God. Oh, God.
No,
Angie! No!
Why? What did we do to deserve
Jake,
this?
Put your pants back on, please.
Are they inside out? Okay, look, they were inside.
But
okay.
Wasn't it nice and cool?
It was. Really good.
Oh,
your
Jesus.
Penis did fall out of the little opening thing.
Probably.
Oh. Mr. Wangus and the Ping Pong Boys. I'll say to Mary.
Wangus and the Ping Pong Boys coming this fall.
So.
Okay.
Now, right
go.
Now, Moreland, you're the
gentlemen,
sandwich.
Gentlemen, here's the rules of the debate.
Oh, there's rules? Fine.
One at a time, you can respond, and while he's responding, you can't speak. Vice versa.
Fair.
I'm going to allow Jake to go first since we are arguing the merits of Miracle Whip.
Okay.
What, Miracle Whip being the better of the two versus mayonnaise?
Well, no.
It's a mayonnaise substitute, quote unquote.
Mayonnaise versus Miracle Whip.
We'll say Miracle Whip versus mayonnaise. Fair?
Yes, you mean mayonnaise is a substitute for Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
Miracle Whip, I would drown a sandwich in. And still eat it.
More or less,
I'm like, is it gonna come out?
That's not. It's probably still tasty with Miracle Whip.
And you know what causes
probably.
That?
Mayonnaise.
Is mayonnaise. You being able to sneeze and not being able to, because mayonnaise is nothing but fat. Like you. Damn.
Okay, Scoob is fun.
I was taking a sip of water.
Becky's dying.
Becky's okay. Choking on the Miracle Whip.
I'm aware that I am fat.
It's a miracle. She lived.
Miracle Whip.
And as has been recorded for posterity, Miracle Whip is sweeter than you. It is terrible. And it tastes like shit. And that comes from a man who loves to eat ass. It's sweeter. I need you to understand.
Hold on. Sweeter than me? Was that a compliment?
Wait. Gentlemen. Each person gets a statement, and then the other can respond.
That's right.
Keep it classy.
Yeah, just keep your thoughts to yourself.
Keep it ass.
We're well past classy.
Okay, we know neither one of you are classy, but try to keep it that way.
Scoob had just admitted to eating ass. So
I don't give a shit.
No, I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, obviously. Hopefully she doesn't either.
Hello.
Or he.
Fair enough.
DSLs.
I just cannot. I've tried Miracle Whip, and I've tried, and I've put flavoring in it, and it's fucking awful. I just can't. Do okay, it.
Well, rebuttal? That's your problem. You're trying to add on to perfection, and you can't do that. Now, when you put Miracle Whip on a sandwich, do you, like, put a light layer of it? Or do you smother that bitch in Miracle Whip like her name was Nene and just go ham or turkey and cheese on that Miracle Whip?
Basically, what he's asking is, do you put a little bit of Miracle Whip, or do you have a sandwich with your Miracle Whip?
Oh, we've got an interpreter for the debate. This is high class.
No, it's a mediator. He's literally the mediator.
No, he interpreted it.
He interpreted it.
He interpreted
it. I put what I would consider a normal, healthy amount of Miracle Whip, equal to the amount of mayonnaise I would normally put on a sandwich, onto the sandwich I craved it with. And I tried several different sandwiches with it. It does not have any flavor. It is runny as all fuck. It's terrible.
It's
He puts the pussy amount on, so
at rebuttal.
That's it. Then that's the problem. Is you need? Did you say? You said Miracle Whip was runnier than mayonnaise, which I will completely disagree with. Miracle Whip is just white water, which is gross. But the fact is that you have to destroy that bitch in Miracle Whip. There better be more Miracle Whip than ingredients on that sandwich. You better take that spoon that you put the Miracle Whip on, not a knife, a spoon, and lick that spoon when you're done. And that's how good Miracle
Whip is. I like how Jake's cutting like a wrestling promo about Miracle Whip on me. It's fucking amazing.
Is Jake going to be the one like recording the promo for the other podcast?
It's going to be.
I know.
Okay. What?
What?
Scoob, do you have a rebuttal?
My rebuttal is, let's take it to the internet. How about this?
No, be a man.
I am, because I don't eat Miracle Whip.
Be a mayonnaise man.
Yeah, don't eat Miracle Whip, because it's an inferior
condiment.
Now be a
right man and eat Miracle Whip.
But it's an inferior condiment.
You're an inferior condiment.
That's probably true. I've never jerked off and eaten a sandwich I've made, but you know.
Yeah, well, you have. What are you talking about? You told stories.
I've never
that.
Jerked off onto the sandwich.
Okay, there's a different story.
If you did, it would taste just like mayonnaise.
Which is okay. It's not Miracle Whip.
I'm never eating mayo again.
You're about to say, see, thank you. Scooby semen. That's all I got up from this.
That's fine. It's my semen. I know where I've been.
Scoob. He's just like, that's fine. I eat semen, ass, and dicks.
I don't give a damn.
But I don't eat Miracle Whip.
The point, exactly. I don't eat Miracle Whip. All the other things are fine. That's how much I despise Miracle Whip.
Okay, gentlemen. I double, triple dog dare you. I want you to eat a spoon of mayo and you to eat a spoon of Miracle Whip.
Go get the Miracle Whip.
I don't have any. It's just shit.
See, other people who have no bias against us are choosing not Miracle Whip.
All I care about is as long as it's not reduced to
fat. If I make a point, though, to make egg salad, Miracle Whip.
Right.
And it is good. There are certain things that Miracle Whip is better than mayo.
But see, here's the thing is I would not eat a spoon of mayonnaise. Oh, God. Delicious. It's just fat. It's gross. It tastes like nothing. You're adding nothing to your sandwich.
That's what you do when you use Miracle Whip.
No, but we've all admitted that has zest to it.
Nah.
Mayonnaise doesn't have zest.
You don't have zest.
And you're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean.
Wow.
I'm just...
Wow.
I'd rather eat that on my sandwich than fucking Miracle Whip.
Hey, Zest, sponsor us?
I like more than the questioning sponsor.
I find it really bad that the most reasonable person in this room at this moment is Moreland.
Oh, you're right. Wow.
What fucking darkest timeline?
I know.
Are we
this
in?
Is literally the darkest timeline.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit.
Why'd you uncuff your mic? Okay.
He's going
Am
with
I
the wrestling.
Am I cuffing my mic? Are we doing this?
He's going
I
with
watch
the wrestling
more wrestling
program.
Than you've forgotten.
Why are you titty fucking your mic?
Excuse me. I need some more slack, please.
Well, undo your...
Angie's literally doing it. I don't know what's going on right now. I'm frightened.
What are you guys doing?
I don't know.
I'm scared.
Improv. don't know.
He's win probing or lose probing. I'm not sure.
I have 32 years of wrestling promos to back me up. You think I can't do this?
But with all that mayonnaise under your belt, it won't matter.
Oh, geez. I almost fell. Lost my pants.
All that non-back weight you have.
All that lack of ass.
Yeah. You tried to overcompensate for back weight. Wait.
I'm recording this shit.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something, brother.
We're not doing this.
I know. Angie immediately hit mute.
No, I didn't. Go.
Why'd you go Hulk Hogan?
Miracle Whip is the devil's condiment, son.
Why are you going Hulk Hogan?
Ooh, and when somebody rings the devil's doorbell.
The Diggles.
The Diggles.
The Diggles doorbell.
The Diggles Miracle Whip doorbell. You have to answer.
The devil's doorbell sounds like someone's butthole. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And you know what ruins the Diggles doorbell when
Miracle
it goes through?
Whip.
It would be mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, a lot of shitty jokes. Most of them are about Miracle Whip, because it's awful.
Oh, my God.
Well, Diggles doorbell.
If you want your Diggles doorbell to feel good, you eat Miracle Whip.
That's two pookies, Jake. You're losing.
All these drugs have making me forgotten. How's the speak about the Diggles door hell?
Tell you
oh,
what,
Jesus.
I lose syllables every spot and say.
We'll call a truce.
We'll taruse all of it.
Scoob, you can't argue with a window licker. It's rude.
Right. I can't.
So oh, lick geez. More windows, eat more mayonnaise.
But not Miracle Whip because it's fucking awful.
I think we both made a point there.
Is that what that was?
Can I have my shirt back?
Was that was that points being made or just retarded?
I honestly don't know. It just happened like in the
retardation
last
10 minutes.
Going
on. There was a Diggles doorbell, and then it led to a door hell.
So how much of that do you think Angie's going to cut?
All of it.
None of it.
Hey, Becky's all of it. Angie's none of it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, can that just be the commercial for our next episode?
Yes.
Sweet. We'll put that out well before the episode.
Oh, Scoob, what,
I still have one of your shirts at
promo.
Home.
I know.
I still sleep in it.
I know.
That, send in what?
Or that could be our promo spot on the Sandwich Club.
Yeah. Oh, my Ooh, God.
The Diggles door hell.
That's our sandwich name. That's our sandwich name.
It's
Diggles
door
hell. More than right now, quick.
It's Diggles door hell.
Diggles door hell.
How you like my... What voice is that?
I don't fucking know. Christopher Walken is Satan? I don't know.
Hey,
no,
yo,
Diggles.
Those Diggles.
On.
My name is Diggles. Diggles door hell. I'm the bad Diggles.
So there's another
A is for Alfred.
Hotly
B is for bad.
Debate.
C is for clitoris. D is for Diggles.
I am the man who Diggles the doorbell.
Called upon me, Diggles, to help with my door hell problem. They're playing Ding Hong Bitch. I can't do it anymore.
They're playing Diggle Dong Bitch.
They're playing Beer Dong Bitch.
That Diggle Dong Dong Bitch.
That Ding Dong Diggle Bong Beer Pong Bitch.
Becky, we've lost
Ooh,
them all.
The de-evolution.
I honestly...
I am Sandy Rabbit.
I've gone to my sunken place.
Your sunken place?
I need to find my murder knife.
It's probably... Jake probably used it to put Miracle Whip on everything he owns.
I don't use a knife. I use a spoon.
She's gone to door hell. Yeah. She went to her sunken place.
Are you ringing Dingle's
so,
doorbell?
I am.
For those of you familiar... For the... There's one more topic of debate for me and Jake. And Baloo, apparently. So, for those of you familiar with the concept of an open-faced sandwich...
Also known as a pizza.
It's not a pizza!
It's a pizza. The only time pizza is a sandwich is when it's a calzone.
That's, no, that's the only... a fancy puff pastry.
You're a fancy puff pastry.
Thank you.
By the way, shout out to Rachel for nicknaming Cobbler transsexual pie.
Come again?
Oh, you were in the argument.
Not about the cobbler.
Yes, because you said...
So yeah, but I was talking to Chris, not Rachel.
Oh, okay.
That was your aside with Rachel.
No, you said, but what's a cobbler then? And he said something, I said...
It's a casserole.
I said it was a fruit lasagna, and she goes, you mean transsexual pie? I was like, eh, okay.
We weren't part of that conversation.
You were literally right next
to me.
Well,
me and Chris were talking about it being a casserole.
Fair enough then.
Okay.
That's so, what I said. Casserole. It's even baked like one.
I like peach cobbler. Peach cobbler's pretty good.
God, I love
peach
it.
Cobbler's
I could
really
go for
good.
Some peach cobbler
so
right now.
So Moreland and so we're going to go around the table and the internet and everyone I've asked is thinks you're an idiot because pizza's not a sandwich.
Rachel agrees with me.
Rachel agrees with you because she wants to cause chaos. That's the only reason.
Probably.
No, she said that.
Probably.
So pizza.
I'm not going to believe you.
Pizza is not a sandwich. What is your basis for it being a sandwich,
Jake? Pizza is an open-faced sandwich. It can be changed multiple ways. It is bread, a condiment, cheese, and a meat.
Okay.
Like
so
a sandwich.
What do you call a casserole, which is the exact same idea?
Casserole doesn't have to have bread in it.
Wasn't a burger just a sandwich by that logic?
A burger is a sandwich. Mm. Burger is literally a sandwich. Like, a closed sandwich.
Okay, what about calzone?
A puff pastry.
It's a Hot Pocket.
Pretty much.
No, Hot Pocket is a sometimes molten, sometimes ice cold, ice hole, and annihilation ice hole.
Sometimes at the same time. Thanks, Dingles.
I know.
Okay, then what about a taco?
We were discussing that. We didn't quite get to Taco Bell.
No, yeah. We got to, like, wraps, and we were like...
Yeah, we got to burrito.
It's a savory fruit roll-up, I think, is what we called it.
Kinda.
What?
It's like a salad you can hold.
I think the cat disagrees.
Did you smoke... You know it's illegal to smoke marijuana in Georgia.
For now.
But crack isn't.
Yes, it is.
No. For now.
The best thing is, if he smokes marijuana, he's going to eat more sandwiches. I hope to God, but that not fucking Miracle Whip. I almost lost it.
I hope to not the Dingles.
Get back a burger, bigger burger, burger. We have now evolved from we pookied it to we dingles'd it. That's what we're doing.
Oh, God.
Can the name of the episode be Ringing Dingles Doorbell?
Yes, okay. Yes.
I'd like a side
or
of
or how to make a sandwich.
I'd like a side of onion dingles, a.k.a. how to make a sandwich.
Side of onion dingles. No, that's good.
More than writing it down.
I thought you said Diggles to begin with.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, we probably did.
So I wrote Diggles Doorhill. So now I'm changing it to Dingles Doorhill.
It's an open face sandwich because it's the same shit,
mm-hmm.
but you just can modify it.
Right.
Okay. It's still not a sandwich.
It is a sandwich.
No.
I'm also just going to use the fact that I learned it in a culinary institution.
Where'd you go? Culinary Community College?
You made that joke too. Yeah, we were the Dingles.
Did you go to culinary GED school?
All right, okay. Community college was fine.
Yeah, we were okay with community college.
That time you forced the funny and you fucked it up. You triple F'd
it. Was West Georgia.
You forced the funny and it wasn't.
You
the
dingled
funny.
The door hill.
Yeah,
you
dingled it. It was a technical school.
Mm-hmm. Technically wrong.
Oh, and she's back.
Oh,
tap me out. Good, we're back.
Did you just tag team yourself?
I did.
What in the door hell? And there's the dab to go with his whip, Miracle Whip in his dang eye.
There.
I like how your head is also sideways. I don't know if that was intentional or not.
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
Hi.
Neither do the rest of us.
His hat's not actually sideways. It's his head's facing the wrong way.
There you go. It's just straight and the hat's not.
No, he's on straight and the hat
there
is.
You go. Yeah. I was going to save that when I was like, someone else take that. Please.
Kaboom.
So.
Okay, Scoob. That means go.
Okay, I was like, are we wrapping it? Okay. So, to you, pizza is an open-faced sandwich.
Well, yeah, so because that's what I was taught in school. That's basically my premise.
Okay.
And it's believable based off the...
How hard is it
you know
to
what
get
else
a degree?
They taught me in school? Abstinence only. Guess what doesn't work? Abstinence.
They taught you that in
school?
Oh,
no, abstinence absolutely works. It's just
yeah,
not,
just ask Morley.
Right. Abstinence, you're not gonna get pregnant or get anybody pregnant by abstinence.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
I mean,
I've been doing it for over 2 years now.
Abstinence is literally a moral belief. We're talking about
sandwiches.
I think
you mean the pull-out method doesn't really work.
Puerto Rican pull-out does work.
What is Puerto Rican pull-out?
That there was a joke it was Achievement Hunter. It was on Minecraft Let's Play by Ray Narvaez Jr.
Shout out to that guy
who I forgot about. Who is Puerto Rican. And, they did a joke PSA at the end of the episode. And he goes... Mm-hmm. You know, they said, okay, kids, practice safe sex. And so Ray goes, nah, Puerto Rican pull out, don't be a bitch. And that's where the joke comes from.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I mean, like, abstinence is literally just a moral dilemma. So we're going to leave
it there. Well, so is fucking open face sandwich.
Is that moral?
Oh, my God. We
like
got philosophical and brought back to pizza.
Okay,
that's an oral dilemma.
Open face sandwich. What are you talking about? Like, prime rib is an open face sandwich
with
the au jus sauce?
Yeah, you can do that with that too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
but I've never.
But you still eat it as a sandwich.
No, I don't.
You don't have to.
I eat both sides, pour the au jus sauce, and cut it.
Mm-hmm.
So then, are you classifying a sandwich as a pizza?
No.
No, you classified pizza sandwich.
Right. Not all, like, was it not all squares or rectangles?
No, not our squares or rhombuses or squares or rhombuses. Rhombuses are
not
squares.
I don't care what any of you say. Pizza is not a sandwich. That's it.
Why?
Period.
Did you believe it like
period.
That?
Period.
Well, no, let's look at it. It has a bread bottom. Mm-hmm. It has a sauce. It has toppings and a cheese.
Yes.
By our definition, pizza would be an open-faced sandwich.
I'm going to slap both of you. I'm just going to slap both of you.
Like Becky, I need you to realize something right now. You and I are on the same side of this argument.
I know. That's what's scary.
And they're still going to argue it.
But when you think about it, if you put it in just terms like that.
By definition.
Yeah. It would be an open-faced sandwich.
I want somebody other than you maybe, and Jake maybe. To argue that it is a sandwich. And if I we get
well,
like
I'm
at least.
I'm seeing if Rachel let us call her.
Oh, no. I don't think she actually.
No, she didn't agree
side.
With it. It
doesn't matter.
No, she agrees with it. She agrees with it.
She agrees with it just to make Scoob mad.
Yeah.
Which is all I need.
All I'm saying is maybe it's the concept of, okay, if you break a rock in half, you're not holding two halves of a rock, you're holding two rocks. Is it like that?
No.
What?
No, I mean, like, okay, so by definition, what is a sandwich, Scoob?
Piece of bread, meat, cheese, toppings, bread on top. Not opened.
Okay, what's the definition of an open-faced sandwich? Which exists, mind you.
This is actually a lot of questions. There's on Yahoo Answers.
Mm-hmm.
A big Canadian news outlet asked the question and came to the conclusion that pizza is a sandwich.
Thank you, Canada. Shout out to Canada.
Hold on, okay.
Sponsor us.
It's Canada.
Oh, let's see what Reddit has to say.
Reddit's pretty important.
I'm just going to go to the definitions of a pizza and a definition of a sandwich.
Do define open-faced sandwich.
That would actually be more applicable to
okay, somebody says...
Because I'm not debating that pizza...
A hot dog is absolutely a sandwich.
Okay fine. I'll agree that a pizza is a sandwich if you agree that The Breakfast Club is an awful movie.
This person says an open-faced...
No, that's a fact and one's what's
an
opinion.
That's just an extortionist tactic. That's
yeah, exactly. In my opinion, in your opinion, it is a sandwich.
Look up a fact. I'll do that if you watch the Emoji Movie with me.
Hell, fuck no.
See? It's extortionist.
With Sir Poop-Trick Stewart.
Oh my god.
Okay, this person says, pizza is different because you put it on raw and then bake it, making it a form of casserole.
An open-faced sandwich, also known as an open-faced blah, 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 bread platter or tartine, consists of a single slice of bread with one or more food item on top.
A casserole is actually a dish made of random ingredients thrown into a bowl and mixed together, though. Mm-hmm. You don't mix everything on a pizza together. It has layers.
Yeah.
So I won't
it's
agree.
It's a tort.
It's a tort.
It's a lasagna.
No, a lasagna is... Lasagna is a pasta made up of... Something.
It was a joke, Jake. It was a joke.
Hold this shit down, y'all. Oh, this is funny. In the court case in the United States of White City Shopping Center LPV versus PRS LLC, the judge ruled that a true sandwich, from a legal perspective, must include at least two slices of bread.
Bam. Okay, so, I have an ace in the hole.
Let's take it to the Supreme Court.
There was a pizza shop in Ontario Boulevard. Called Under the Crust, which served pizza with crust both on top and on bottom, and was still classified as a pizza.
But which that's means
but
pizza.
But hold on, why is it?
Oh, then that means open-faced sandwiches aren't sandwiches. Then
many open-faced sandwiches do not satisfy this condition. Although some served in diners and restaurants in the northeastern U.S. actually do pile the meat and gravy atop two overlapping slices of bread. Ooh.
Then why does Domino's allow you to order pizza? And sandwiches,
because if you want to, because not all sandwiches are, not all sandwiches are pizzas, but not all pizzas are sandwiches.
So they let you
all
order...
pizzas are sandwiches, but not all sandwiches are pizzas. Thank
so
you.
They're letting you order a specific type of sandwich and sandwich. So it's not a pizza place; it's a sandwich shop.
Domino's is now.
Moreland is done.
No, Domino's. Domino's changed their name to Domino's Pizza to Domino's. Period. Because now they sell sandwiches and pizzas.
Moreland, we need you to weigh in on this.
300 pounds. Oh, wait. not how much I weigh. Shit. What was the conversation
the
again?
The definition of open-faced sandwich from Merriam-Webster. A single piece of bread with a savory topping. I'm going by definition.
Shit.
The definition is not correct.
They say that people call it open face sandwiches because it's an easy way of saying it, but it's like saying I don't know what a, you know
that
how
bread's not dough.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That I said that wrong. I'm saying pizza dough and bread dough are completely two different things.
Sure.
So it's not made the same.
So is wheat bread and white bread.
Well, they still have.
They both make sandwiches.
Yeah, but except wheat uses wheat and white doesn't use white. Or
white doesn't use wheat.
White doesn't use wheat. Sorry. I'm paying. Listen.
Thank you, Dingles.
Dingles Doorhill. Sponsor Dingles. Us.
Dingles Doorhill.
There is some company. They have like nothing. They've been in business for 50 years. It's called Dingle Doorbells. They're going to fucking follow us on Twitter and we win.
I just, side note, I love that there was a case about what the legal definition of
and
a sandwich
using
is.
Using that case, we have proven that Jake is wrong.
We have legal precedent to back us up.
Motherfucker.
It doesn't mean I lose. It just means that you have something to back it up. We have to ask the general public. I'll make a straw poll.
Becky.
And we'll open it up to the general public.
Do the lawyered thing.
What?
Lawyered.
Hashtag lawyered.
Thank you.
Hey.
Okay, so I found a lot of legal rulings in different states. I want to read them to you.
Oh. Is there one in Georgia?
I don't know yet.
We don't care about
this. This is the United States. So that would be federal law.
Hot dogs are sandwiches. In Massachusetts, a burrito is not a sandwich. This is federal court. A sandwich is meat between two slices of bread. Only meat between two slices.
Oh, shit.
Kind of makes sense.
So grilled cheese not a sandwich.
Oh.
A burrito is a sandwich-like product, according to the federal government. New York, if it's served on something remotely bread-like, it's a sandwich.
New York?
That's what New York says.
Thank you, New York. Shout
out.
Fucking sandwich. But that's not binding legal precedent in Georgia.
Shout out to you, New York. No, these are legal.
No. It's not binding legal precedent in Georgia, though. New York law does not dictate Georgia law.
We're talking about the world law.
That's still not
so
world
what's
law.
A gyro? What's a gyro? Anybody.
To be fair, actually,
this says it's not a sandwich.
What?
Like,
much like pizza, it's not a sandwich.
If it uses one piece of bread, like
a
wrap,
it's a sandwich.
Oh, yeah. New York is like a sandwich.
Everything's sandwich here. I don't know.
I like her pissing off.
I know, we're just getting aggressive just to be funny.
Hey, up in New York, Long Island. Got the pizza.
Are you Jamaican?
Hey, man.
That was Jamaica-Italian. That was what it was.
Jamaica-Italian.
Hey, man. I got my jerk chicken parmesan.
I was going with marijuana marinara, but that's
so not. I'm wondering what his hand motion is.
Yeah, okay, so we'll do a straw poll. See how many people
agree.
We'll
take it to Twitter. Is pizza a sandwich? And that will be argument ending group binding straw poll that result.
It's like Warport and Eye of a Storm.
Exactly. Oh God. That was how we sell the argument. That's how we do it. We'll take it. We will go to the internet. Our life's blood.
Our life's blood.
And we will do this.
Except for yours because you don't have internet.
Scoop won't even know the result.
At least my blood flows. It's not made of fucking shitty Miracle Whip.
No, but you drink semen because it tastes like mayonnaise.
I have that on video, by the way.
Yeah, that entire debate?
Yes.
I want to see that.
Oh my God. Okay.
The USDA says a sandwich can be made with a biscuit.
Yeah.
Breakfast sandwich, yeah.
I know.
No, a sandwich is a...
But it has to have meat in the middle. So if it's just egg? A sandwich.
Wait.
Peanut butter? Not a sandwich.
But that still means that pizza still doesn't have bread on top of it. That is classified as a calzone at that point.
That pizza shop in Fayetteville did.
One pizza shop does not legally bind it.
If there's one, that means there's more.
Not always.
And she died. Okay. There's always more of me. I'll make more of me.
Oh, my God.
Don't threaten us like that.
I will jack off later and make millions of little me's come out.
Context, man.
Well,
I don't need context. I'm jacking off.
I did that before I got here.
To be fair,
were you in
since
the
it's only his DNA, he's technically not wrong.
Took a shower afterwards, though.
Instead of doing it in the shower?
I did in the
Please tell me the segment's almost over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
So
thank you, Jesus.
So the official way to settle this argument is we take a straw poll to Twitter. Is pizza a sandwich?
We'll take the straw poll and see what happens.
Okay.
You know
but
who we need to ask?
Let's ask to the club.
I was about to say, let's ask the club. Let's see what they say.
I like how this will cause like a four-parter for them, and it's amazing.
What we're going to do is ask the question, introduce ourselves, and we're just going to ask the question right now. We'll do it in ours and do it for them.
Okay.
You know what I mean.
Okay.
No, we'll do it afterwards.
Yeah,
we
need to separate. Yeah, we have to separate our two.
Okay.
Are we introducing ourselves as hey, we're the Free Rotation, listen to the Sandwich Podcast?
So we've covered pizza may or may not be a sandwich.
Thank you.
We've covered Miracle Whip, and we've decided that we will agree to disagree.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. Even though you drink semen, like, because it tastes like mayonnaise.
Apparently. I love the good whipped fat.
Stop slapping yourself, Scoop.
I was about to say. Oh, mayonnaise. Oh, mayonnaise. Oh, mayonnaise.
Ow, oh, fucker.
Ooh, mayonnaise. Ow, fucker.
Ooh, mayonnaise.
Ooh, mayonnaise.
Ooh, mayonnaise.
Ooh, mayonnaise.
I
oh, think, my knees are hurting.
I think that's all the topic that I'm going to have. I think that's all the topics. Unless anyone else wants to throw anything about a sandwich.
Well, I would like to go over the ingredients in Miracle Whip and mayonnaise.
Okay.
Sure.
Miracle Whip is made from water, soybean oil, high fructose corn syrup, vinegar, modified cornstarch, eggs, salt, natural flavor, mustard, flour, potassium sorbate, paprika spice, and dried garlic.
That sounds really good. That's what Miracle Whip is so good.
The cornstarch, yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with all that.
It's an emulsion of oil, egg yolk, and vinegar and lemon.
Yeah, I had to
so actually healthier.
Oh, no, yep. It's way healthier. I did not ever say.
I was about to say, the way you make mayonnaise is you put an egg yolk in a vat of, basically a vat of oil, and then you have to blend the actual egg yolk first, and then the oil and everything.
Oh, so in Duke's Mayo took it a step further because they put in cider vinegar, paprika, and then calcium.
So technically, the more naturally occurring food is technically mayonnaise.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. I had to make my own mayonnaise in culinary school.
Fair.
I
bet it was delicious.
Yeah, mine wasn't. Oh. It was kind of difficult. You have to just keep whipping it.
Yeah, yeah. There's
you can't use a hand beater or else it heats it up.
Yeah, you have mm-hmm. to. Mm-hmm. It's not.
Oh, kind of like making a real mousse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God, I just exhausted. That's hours of whipping.
It is. It's a pain in the
ass. And you can't stop or it hardens.
One of the guys made a pretty good mayonnaise. Like, that. Like mm-hmm. you know, if you hand make your own mayonnaise, like, I'll accept that on the sandwich, I guess. But, like, mm-hmm. you have your own say in what goes in that, but I just can't eat mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. It's gross. I never said Miracle Whip was healthier. No.
Mm-hmm. At least he concedes that point.
Yeah.
I do like the garlic in Miracle Whip, though. And I saw it had a lot of garlic and stuff.
Garlic and paprika. That's what kills me.
That's my favorite, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's time for the after-dinner mint of our sandwich episode. I think it's time to be done.
After-dinner mint?
I didn't have a good outro, okay, fuckboy?
Don't you mean the pickle spear at the end of the sandwich?
I don't like pickle spears.
I agree with my...
All right, dill hole, anyway.
I agree more with the after-dinner mint, so...
Like those little delicious.
Drink. Yeah.
Becky has literally just killed herself on her
I
own.
I did.
Becky fell asleep.
So, Becky, where can they find us?
In Giggle Hill.
Dead. Anyway.
Dead or in jail?
Quit.
This is the last episode of the free written. I'm just kidding.
Becky, where can they find us?
We're diggling the door hell. Where are we?
You want to diggle our door hell?
Hold on, guys. Hold on. I got to bring the rage down. Okay, we're good. You can find us on Facebook at the Free Rotation Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at the Free Rotation. You can also watch us on Twitch and YouTube at the Free Rotation. And we also have a website. It is thefreerotationpodcast.com. Also, cool news, guys. We're on a network now. Check out Weeby Geeks. We are geeks. They are geeks. They have a lot of cool podcasts about geeks. So check them out. And check us out there now. That's pretty cool. Anyways.
Well, that's the end. That's the end for now, guys. It's time to go.
I like how we sound like we just died.
We did.
Our load is entirely spent.
We diggled the door hell and
we did.
Yeah. My door hell's pretty dongled.
Story of your life.
Story. Sure it's not dangled.
That's the end of the episode, guys.
Here's the story.
And don't forget to let us know what you like on sandwiches.
Of course.
On Facebook or the Twitters. Maybe in Twitch if we ever stream again.
I mean, we actually really do want to know what you like. We're not going to try it.
That's not entirely true.
I might try it.
And remember, if you make the sandwich, take a picture of it and go put into the it, raffle for the 4-day.
Our fucking Twitter our news Facebook feed is going to be sandwiches.
4-day Dragon Con pass. Valued at $140.
Yours,
that's U.S. dollars.
Yours, possibly for the cost of a sandwich.
A sandwich, people.
Just a sandwich.
Just a sandwich. Just a taste. Just a taste.
Just the tip.
You can also find us at Dragon Con. Well, some of us.
Most of us. All of us.
Some of us.
We'll all be there at some point.
Yeah. We're not doing a giveaway, but if you find us and show us a sandwich, that's kind of weird.
I would love for you to bring me a sandwich.
If you find us and invite us to be in a sandwich, some of us may debate it.
Some of us may say no.
If you find us,
some
and
of us
show
might
up.
Watch.
And there are a couple of us, Scrooge and Moreland, who probably would like to partake.
If you find us,
I like how you just got thrown under the bus of just not being involved.
They said y'all would be partaking. It's good. I'm watching that shit. That's why it's gonna be a shit show.
If you find us and you're dressed like a sandwich, make sure you put clothes on so you can scare the hell out of Jake.
Sandwich isn't a furry. We're okay. If you're a furry,
put clothes on and come find Jake.
Find a new life
choice. If you're a furry, be the most out there, like Zootopia style furry you can be, and bring a sandwich to me and Jake.
Just so Jake.
And you'll get punched
away.
In the nose.
Just so Jake.
I will punch Jake in the dick. I will. Jake, I have a question. This is not sandwich related, but it's funny now. What if a really hot chick gives you an amazing hand job, then it turns out she's a furry?
Wearing clothes.
Spoiler alert, I'm talking to a furry.
Then what the fuck?
I told you this.
You're in a podcast.
She already knows
with a furry.
My fear.
You're in a podcast with a furry, so.
I'm glad he finally admitted it.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I've admitted it a while ago.
No, you didn't.
No. To be fair, he's not a furry. He doesn't have his suit. What's your fursona? What are you? I looked up words for this. I was waiting.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. Yiffing intensifies.
Thanks, Aunt Bex.
I haven't figured
out yet. Thanks, Aunt Bex? I'm out.
Wow.
Getting us mixed up, it's not.
Is Becky an aunt? Is that her fursona?
Thanks, Aunt Becky.
Mm-hmm. Awkward.
I'm scared.
It sounds like the fucking adult cut of Full House.
I'm scared.
So are we. But all right, guys.
Jake,
okay, good night.
Jake, stop.
Please. It's turning him on.
Just a little.
Oh!
Okay, bye. Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Okay. All right, guys. Bye. Let's go get some shit to eat because we're hungry
now.
Also,
wait. We didn't cover dessert sandwiches, like ice cream sandwiches.
That might be another episode.
That's mm-hmm. that's the dessert episode.
Mm-hmm. I think. Okay. Excuse me. Yeah.
Also, don't forget to check out the Club, a sandwich podcast.
That's right. And be sure to check out Ashlyn Pinned on Twitch. We have an interview with her coming up.
Yay!
Super excited about it.
Does
She's
she enjoy
smart.
Sandwiches?
I don't know, but I'll be sure to ask her.
I played on stream with her the other day. It was
did
fun.
You really?
I did.
Oh, I did. Did you really?
She was doing Jack in the Box stuff, so I jumped in.
Sweet. Jack in the Box stuff. Awesome. All
we
right.
should ask her if pizza's a sandwich and shit like
we
that.
Will.
We will.
Write it down.
I like how Moreland's the secretary now. I appreciate it.
Moreland
this.
Doesn't give a shit. Here, just use the back of this.
Moreland's basically honey badger.
Because it's tied to the episode.
I was looking for the Ashlyn Panda stuff.
I don't have anything, and that's my notebook.
Okay.
All right, bye, everybody.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
And remember, always tip your waitress.
Cause baby, you're a firework.
We're trying to keep it under the yellow on this because that's what makes it go make louder.
Oh, oh, oh.